The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 482. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. I can guarantee that this episode is going to be a fun and wacky episode because I am sitting down with three guys that I met a while ago at the Monroe Comic Con. They are Michigan comic creators. I'm talking about, of course, Kyle, Tyler, and Dylan, the gentlemen behind Three Wise Men Media. Now, you probably know them from Motor City Mo or the Elk series of comics that they've done in the last few years. Motor City Mo being a little more edgier and a little more grittier, whereas the Elk comics are a little more family-friendly. But they have a brand new endeavor, something that some of you might say is totally different than creating comics, and some of you might disagree and say, no, this is the same thing, just one subtle difference. And I'm talking about the fact that the Three Wise Men Media are going to be putting on their very first ever live pro wrestling show on June 21st. That's right. Their new endeavor is called Planet Wrestling, and their first event is June 21st in Romulus, Michigan, at the Romulus Progressive Hall. 5 o'clock is when the matches start. We're going to talk all about Planet Wrestling, including some big matches for the Copa del Mundo, which the winners of that event, so to speak, is going to lift the Ramirez Cup. And there's also going to be a mascot melee, that's right. There is going to be four mascots battling it out, not for a championship, not for a paycheck, no, for the right to be the mascot of Planet Wrestling. And we'll also even talk about their future in making comics. I think that you will find that they're still very much interested in putting out more comics, but they wanted to see what they could do in the world of professional wrestling, and I can't wait for you to hear our conversation. But before we do that, I need to thank a great sponsor of this podcast. And of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they have tons of comics from every era. The gold, silver, bronze, and modern. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, posters, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. If you have a hole in one of your collections, maybe it's G.I. Joe, maybe it's Spider-Man, maybe it's Batman, I guarantee you that the folks at World's Greatest Comics, in those long boxes of miscellaneous comics, you could probably find the issues that you are missing. So what you ought to do is check out the store. And I know you might be in Michigan, you might be in Montana, you might be in Mississippi, and you can't make it to 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Well, that's okay. You can check them out online. WG Comics is their web address, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with the Three Wise Men Media talking about their new endeavor, Planet Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I am sitting down with the guys from Three Wise Men Media, Tyler, Dylan, and Kyle. Fellas, how are you this evening?
Oh, we're great. It's great to see your face again, John Orlando, let me tell you. It's been a while, so we're very happy to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. We're feeling good, doing good. Happy to be here.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys because as I sent the email, I believe late last week, I saw your newest endeavor, your newest project, and I had to have you come on the PVD cast to talk about it because it's something different. It's not exactly what you guys have been known to do, but it's a very entertaining endeavor, I must say. And that is, of course, I'm talking about Planet Wrestling. So tell us real quickly, what is Planet Wrestling all about?
Kyle, you want to give the pitch? You're usually the guy who does these.
Yeah, but you're the wrestling guy.
So you say that we're doing something different. I say maybe we're doing something not so different from what we previously did, because what is the world of the wild and wacky world of professional wrestling but comics made out of men and women that are real?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think it's really an extension of what we've already been doing and sort of our sensibilities. And, you know, going from comic books to pro wrestling is you know, you're just, now it's just real, right? So now you get to have those characters do things in the ring instead of, you know, in a swamp or in space or something like that. You could still play out those battles. So yeah, we're really excited to sort of bring that to Planet Wrestling, do a really family friendly, out of the box, hopefully wrestling show that that leans into, you know, that Three Wise Men wackiness and silliness that maybe people are familiar with. Probably not if you read Motor City Mo, that was pretty bleak, but the other stuff that we've done, you know, it's just an extension of that, those wild characters, and now you can come see them in real life.
And we've honestly flirted with this and thought about this for a long time, doing live shows, but we just, we've never actually just pulled the trigger. We've done cinematic matches, we've done like our TV tapings, but like we finally this year, well, started thinking about it seriously last year, finally decided to like, well, let's just finally do it. If not now, then when? So here we are. We're doing it.
What's been the most challenging part so far?
Gosh. Money.
The money.
Finding a venue, man, has been so difficult. Going back to when we first started doing cinematic matches back during COVID, like that was 2020, 5 years, we've been struggling to find venues. Like we found some places that have worked for like closed shoots, but like finding a place that we could run a live show has been really difficult and really frustrating.
Yeah, super frustrating because you don't want to step on anybody's toes. And yep, we have so many good relationships in sort of like the Michigan wrestling scene, especially around us, that we really didn't want to step on anybody's toes and make any enemies in that regard. But yeah, I mean, the money always an issue, but just finding a venue, a place with the right size ceilings and the right size and just everything, you know, that'll even have wrestling. It's tough.
Yeah, we'll talk to some people who have a great building, great space, great capacity, really high ceilings, and we'll two or three conversations in, they'll be like, okay, but actually we've thought about it and we don't want a wrestling ring in our building. You'll scuff up our floors, which we don't blame them. You know, we might scuff up your floors and we're sorry, but
it doesn't help us.
We need to find some other place.
Yeah, it is very frustrating because I've helped to try to book here in Ohio as well, yeah, with some companies, and you find a venue and they want like $2,000 for it. It's like, I'm not doing a wedding, you know, or a wake or a funeral or anything like that. You know, I'm doing a wrestling show, and it's hard. It's a hard sell a lot of times, and it shouldn't be. It really should not be.
Yeah, I think it's a super hard sell, especially because, you know, it's not like the territory days where you could go in there and say, yeah, we're going to sell 1,000 seats in this building every week. You know, we're saying, you know, once a month, we're going to be able to hopefully put 200, 250 people in here. So it's not even like you can even pitch a revenue share, right? Where mm-hmm. they, you take, like, here, you take 30% of the gate. They take 30% of the gate. Now, how are you going to pay anybody? So it's tough, you know. And then plus two, for some reason, I think wrestling, at least in Michigan, and I don't know, maybe it's a little different in Ohio, there's still a little bit of a stigma to it. You know, Detroit has always been sort of like a hardcore deathmatch type of town. And I think a lot of places sort of think that if you're going to do a wrestling show, you're automatically breaking tables, breaking chairs and glass, stuff like glass and stuff like that. So, you know, hard to blame them because that's what they saw, obviously, throughout the Attitude Era and stuff like that. But, you know, very, very different product that we're trying to present. So hopefully we can, you know, we got a great venue right now partnering with, and you know, hopefully that's fruitful. And then, you know, hopefully we find some other venues too along the line.
And let's talk about that place. It is the Romulus Progressive Hall in Romulus, Michigan. And true or false, Romulus, Michigan, best name for a city in Michigan, hands down. True or false?
Controversial. I'm going to say false.
What?
I'm going to say hell, Michigan.
Bad axe.
Bad axe. That's another great one, John Orlando.
But we're not doing a show in hell, Michigan. We're doing a show in Romulus.
Romulus.
Best named town in the Union.
Better than Remus, Michigan, right, Dylan?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about a few other particulars real quick, and then we'll continue talking about the event. But it is happening in a couple of weeks, June 21st, as I mentioned, at the Romulus Progressive Hall, Romulus, Michigan. 5 o'clock is bell time. If I remember correctly, doors at 4:30.
Yep.
And you have a host of great action on tap. And let's talk about one of those feature events. It is a qualifying, I guess you could call it, tournament for the Copa del Mundo. So tell folks what they could expect with those matchups.
Sure. So the Copa del Mundo is a prestigious tournament. You see, Three Wise Men Media, the whole reason Planet Wrestling was created is because we came into possession of a menagerie of mystical artifacts from throughout the multiverse, time and space, and the Ramirez Cup, which is fought over during the Copa del Mundo, is one of those very mystical, may or may not be haunted artifacts. And so the Copa del Mundo has been going on since 1963. There's been several famous winners. You might remember John Orlando, the famous underdog Glorp, when he won in 1986. You know, so it's a prestigious tournament, and what people can expect, it's going to be six-man tag matches. So you're going to have a series of six-man tag matches until you get to one team remaining, and then they have to invoke the double dragon rule, in which those three will compete in the finals for the Ramirez Cup, and that is the Copa del Mundo.
You're familiar with the double dragon rule, of course.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Of course.
But I also want to dispel a rumor that I heard, gentlemen. I've heard a rumor that the Copa del Mundo in the Ramirez Cup is just one of the many things that, of course, the superstar from the forest, Elk, has left behind at your house. Is that true or false, Dylan?
Very true.
Very true. Unfortunately,
being in such close proximity to a time-traveling, dimension-hopping caveman, he acquires a lot of things. He goes to a lot of interdimensional flea markets, stuff like that. And he just will leave stuff in our garage. And so we had to actually hire a full-time staff in order to bless certain things, take care of them, clean them, and just keep them, I guess, away from the public until the right time should be for them to be revealed.
And real quickly, Tyler, you said that the Ramirez Cup may or may not be haunted?
It's inconclusive. There's been whispers that Dylan claims that it talks to him.
Yeah.
But we can't confirm that. There's been competitors who have said that it lures them, much like if you want to think like the one ring to rule them all. I've heard that be explained. Elk will tell you that it's definitely haunted. I think he even dated it at one point. So that's a very...
Dated it? What?
Elk's been up and down the timeline. I mean... You know, anything with sentience is fair game.
Okay. I guess you're right on that one. Well, let's talk about another big event that's happening at the show, and that is the Mascot Melee. Now, folks, this is the first time in any form of professional wrestling, whether we're talking the big leagues or the indies, have I heard of a Mascot Melee. So can one of you guys fill us in as to what to expect with that event?
Well, it was Kyle's idea.
Well, it came out of a need. Planet Wrestling didn't have a mascot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're getting ready for our first big show. And as a company, we realized, well, we can't have a show. We can't be a company without a proper mascot. So we put out a call for any and all able-bodied mascots. If they want to compete for the right to be Planet Wrestling's mascot, then they have that right. And so we got four incredible competitors. Ronnie the Rat, who is he's a former entrepreneur Ronnie Rat's Rat Pizza and Children's Cigarettes. That's what he tried to start. It didn't really go so well. Parents were upset that he was trying to peddle cigarettes to their children. So he's out of business and he's looking for a new mascot gig. Ornery Owl is another one. He hasn't always been so angry. There was an incident with a viral video in a parking lot and he lost his mascot gig. So now he's looking for another one. And who else? Oh, Pentagoat. My goodness. I'm sure you remember from the 80s, the Satanic Panic. He was the front man for a band, a great band. They had so many hits, but they kind of faded out of favor. So now he's looking for a new mascot gig. And then Ultimo Penguin, he's the last one. He's never been a mascot before. This would be his very first gig. So yeah, we got a lot of different experience levels with these mascots competing in the mascot melee.
I mean, it worked so well for WCW in the early 90s. I mean, to have a mascot, I mean, it can only bring the same level of success to Planet Wrestling.
That's what we're thinking. We're thinking there's no way it fails. And we're thinking that these mascots are going to put on one heck of a show.
Okay. I gotta ask, do you have a favorite, if you will? I know that's kind of Pete Rose-ish, you know, I shouldn't maybe ask that question, but just, you know, who do you think has the best shot at walking away the mascot of Planet Wrestling?
Well, I don't quite remember the rules of the mascot melee, but Ronnie the Rat usually carries a switchblade.
Yeah.
Oh. So if he's allowed to use that, then I feel like, despite his limited lung capacity from all the smoking, I feel like that's tough to beat.
Yeah, I think the Ornery Owl. I mean, he is ornery. Like, you should talk to the guy. He. If you get him excited, you get him angry, he can't help it. What happens? So I think he could be a front runner, but there is Ultimo Penguin. He's sort of the dark horse in the whole thing, so it'll be interesting to see how he performs as well.
He's a veteran. He fought in the war. He was awarded the Penguin Purple Heart, which is like a regular Purple Heart, but for penguins. So he does have some experience, even if it's not mascot experience.
Is he got a little bit of luchador experience under his belt?
Yeah, I think Ultimo being his first name indicates that he might. But, you know, he's such a dark horse. We don't know. We don't know what he's capable of at this point.
He was a very late submission.
Okay. He got in just under the wire then.
Just under the wire.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other competitors that are going to be taking part in the Copa del Mundo.
Yeah. I mean, we could go by team, right? So we know who the teams are going to be. On Elk's team, we have Brutus Atwell, the Swamp Man, and Dustin Divine. And then we've got, who are the other teams? Help me out here.
And we have the Den with Atlas Hightower. Now, that's a high-powered team because the Den, you know, they're running roughshod over the state of Michigan right now. Couple of bad dudes, couple of bruisers. And Atlas Hightower, I mean, he's so dynamic of a talent, so dynamic in the ring. I think that's going to be a tough team to beat. And then you probably have the underdog. We have El Dracula, Crimson Heat, and KJ Crush. I think that is a very interesting team that was pulled through the random draw because you have Crush, who's so mean, but he's one of the toughest guys. He's like an old leather shoe. And then you have the Crimson Heat, who, you know, obviously from Space Volcano. And then you have El Dracula. So that's such a hodgepodge of a team that can either go really well or it can go really bad. And then the final team, we have Castle Rolfenstein over in Pennsylvania. Or I guess he's representing Castle Rolfenstein, teaming with Danny Danger and Darian Ultra Power. So that's another team that you could see go pretty far in the tournament because Rolfenstein and Danny Danger alone are a dynamic duo.
Let me tell you, I saw the interview or the drawing, I should say, of the teams that the Den participated in, and they look like they're rough customers. So I would not want to meet them in the squared circle, or heck, I wouldn't want to meet them outside the squared circle.
You don't want to. They make you do push-ups.
They make you do push-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're mean to me.
Poor Dylan, the stagehand over there, has had several run-ins with the Den, and none of them are good.
Now, I have to ask, though, one name I didn't hear, is Dr. Wrecking Ball not competing?
So Dr. Wrecking Ball, you can never count him out. We do our best to keep him away from the venue, away from the building, the best that we can, but it seems like he always sneaks in. He tricks Dylan all the time. He always finds a way into these things. So I don't know, you know, he's not officially in the tournament, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him make an appearance at the show because, you know, he's sneaky and he'll find a way. He's inevitable. It's like death, taxes, and Dr. Wrecking Ball.
Okay. You know, I know if he's not on the clipboard that, you know, he might get a little kerfluffled.
That's right.
All right. I'd like to talk to you guys about the videos that you produced for the event because they are really well done. And just want to know the creative process for you three sitting down and figuring out exactly how you want to present Planet Wrestling through these videos.
Yeah. No, thank you. First of all, I would say the three of us are usually in sync with what we want to do and how we want to present it. Or sometimes two of us are in sync and the other one has to either just deal with it or talk us out of it. Like if Dylan and I have an idea with the trapeze and Tyler has to say, we can't do that because it's really stupid and logistically won't work. But like, it is a great idea. But usually we just sit down and plan it out beforehand. What we did, our approach this time and what we want to do moving forward is we did a whole day of taping, right? Like, so we planned out a day as if it were a live show, just without an audience. So we booked matches, we booked talent, we brought them in to shoot some content that we're going to release after this live show. But that's where we shot our promos, that's where we shot our interviews, and that's where we produce all this content. And we just had an idea of, well, how do we want to present the Copa del Mundo? What story do we want to tell? How do we want to market to people? How do we want to introduce what this is? Because nobody knows what this is, so how do we tell them? And that's what we had to figure out in advance. And that's how we wanted to like have the competitors, have the wrestlers tell the story basically.
Yeah. We like introduce the world through these vignettes and promos and skits and, sketches just so that people can see what they might be getting themselves into so that like, you know, they can see like, oh, okay, I see the direction that this is going. So if that's not your cup of tea, then that's fine, you know? But we just want to prepare because I think a lot of people are maybe even non-wrestling fans will watch the videos and hopefully be entertained and be like, well, maybe I'll see what that looks like in real life, even though I'm not the biggest wrestling fan or maybe lapsed wrestling fans and especially family. So that's always a fun time working with Kyle and Dylan and the talent on what those sketches and vignettes end up looking like.
One of the things I was curious about is the mascot Melee has kind of like a theme song. So number one, where'd you get it? How'd you go about commissioning it, I guess you could say, or whatnot, to use for Planet Wrestling?
That's Tyler. He's our prolific song creator.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it might be a dirty word to say, but AI was heavily influential in that.
He writes his own lyrics.
My whole life, I've always written like, you know, little poems. And in high school, I was in a...
Oh my God, are we talking about...
Shut up. In high school, I was in a band. So, you know, I've always sort of written little things. And the mascot Melee, Kyle was like, man, if we could have our own theme for this, that would be great. And I was like, say no more. And so, you know, I wrote the lyrics and then Suno.ai provided the backing track and that's how you get that.
Okay. It's funny that I never thought of that. I think about it still in like an old school way that you knew somebody that had a band and you went and you said, hey, can we cut a track, blah, 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 blah. Not thinking that we don't have to do that anymore. We have a keyboard and an internet connection. And,
right. Yeah. It's a really scary thing, you know, because you don't want to make, you know, especially creative people, you know, you don't want to like, oh, no more bands because we can just make these things. But at the same time, you know, for us, when you're running and gunning and you're kind of under a budget and you don't have a whole lot of time, it's a really useful tool to sort of enhance the product. And, you know, I would love to get a recording from a real band. Maybe if we could get a hold of like Guns N' Roses or something to do a cover. Once one day, what are they up to?
Well, I could tell you that Axl Rose is up to about 350 pounds.
There you go.
The last time I saw him,
Elk's weight. That's good.
Yeah, he's bulking up.
Yeah,
he wants to be in the mascot Melee. That's what I hear. I don't know. Meltzer reported that the other day.
Yeah,
so, I had him in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, he'd be welcome.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with the guys from Three Wise Men Media to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. You name it, they got it. So check them out. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can find them online. WGComics.com is their web address. And they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics.
Well, hey, let's go back and talk again real quick about the talent. I presume that a lot of those talents are all from the Michigan area. Did you pull some from other states as well? How did you get folks interested? Like, did you put out an all call, so to speak? So walk us through booking the talent.
So we worked with several of these wrestlers through the Three Wise Men Media Wrestling Challenge when we did that, and some of the cinematic wrestling. So they were already pretty up to date on sort of what we were doing and what our plans were and how we operate and stuff like that. So it really wasn't a difficult sell at all to sort of that crew, like Atlas Hightower, Brutus, The Den, Crush. Really easy. After we
finally do a live show.
Yeah, yeah. We were even getting, you know, asked by several of the talent, you know, when are we going to finally do a live show? So it was super duper easy, honestly, to pull together like the core group of guys. And then from there, we wanted to do a ladies match. It didn't work out this time, but we have a good relationship with some female talent that we're hopeful that we can add to upcoming shows. And then Rolfenstein, Danny Danger, and some other talent that you're going to see at the show. They're actually coming from Pennsylvania. They run the Wrestle Factory. I think they're the head trainers of the Wrestle Factory school down there now. So yeah, we pulled from them that area. When I was coming up, Chikara and that whole Northeast corridor, that tri-state area, was always a hotbed. So I've always wanted to work more with talent from there. When early on in Clash, we did co-promotions with Chikara, and Danny Danger and Castle Rolfenstein were actually talent that Clash would have in, but I haven't been able to work with them in probably a decade. So the second that, you know, we were going to move to these live shows, I was like, oh, we got to bring them in, because those are two of my favorite guys.
Is there any trepidation about striking out on this new endeavor?
Oh, of course. I think so. I mean, yeah, with anything like this, you're excited, you're nervous, you think, oh, are we going to fall flat on our face? But, you know, if we sort of gave into that, then we wouldn't have done anything that we've done so far. And, you know, I'm really proud of what we've been able to do as a team and our creative output. You know, we made a whole season of the Elk TV show, which was a crazy endeavor to put together. We put together, which will be part of Planet Wrestling that you'll see, is like these special feature matches that we shot cinematically with Brutus and Elk going through timelines. That was a 2-year project, the comic books, you know, so everything that we've done so far, if we gave into that, that little voice in the back of your head that says, you know, you can't do this, then we wouldn't be here talking to you today. So it's always something that's on your mind. It never goes away. And that's what I would also tell people as advice, is like, you're never going to feel 100% ready to do something. Sometimes you just got to do it and do it the best that you can, even if that means, you know, the idea of having creatures in suits that have 4 arms, we can't do this show, but maybe we can do, you know, in a year from now if we're successful. So, you know, just doing it is winning.
Yeah, I would say for me, it comes and goes. Like last week, I was feeling super confident. Like I was like, man, there's really nothing even left for me to do. Like, we're bring on the live show. And now that we're 2 weeks in, I'm like, oh, there's not enough time in the world. Like, we need to push this show back. We got, this is stressful. So it comes and goes. But
you want to push the show back?
No.
I'm a worried I need these two. I'm a nervous Nelly.
Well, I think it's what you said was absolutely true, Tyler. You just got to do it. You can't just keep questioning yourself. You got to get up off your rear end and do it, and try and see if you have success or if you have failure. That's the only way you're going to know. But I think one thing that would certainly maybe bump that success level up a little bit is what I believe. I don't remember if it was Dylan or if it was you, Tyler, that mentioned it, but a wrestler potluck. That sounds fantastic. I think that's a brilliant idea. I embrace that idea. I mean, as long as you don't have any shady characters, you know, because I could think of some folks maybe back in the day that would have put a little something something in their brownies or their barbecue chicken dip or whatnot, you know.
Well, you gotta walk down to the rat. I wouldn't let him near anything.
Yeah, man. If you're gonna do a potluck with the wrestlers, you gotta bet a lot of people.
Okay. They have to be properly licensed, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Licensed to wrestle in the state of Michigan. Why is it important for you guys to say the title Planet Wrestling in Unison? I mean, on your one video, I don't want to be that guy, but it seemed like you struggled a little bit with that.
It's a unified front. You got to be a unified front, and if we can't even handle saying Planet Wrestling, how are we going to run a whole show?
So, and if we had just done it properly, you wouldn't have asked that question. You would have just accepted that we were a unified front and everything was good.
All right, before we run down information about the show again, let's just talk real quick about the comic side of things. You guys have, of course, the Elk comic book, Elk and the Protectors of the Universe, and Motor City Mo. Can you just give a brief synopsis of those two projects for the listeners who maybe are ignorant of those comics?
Yeah, sure. So Motor City Mo, that was our first big project. That was like the thing that really got us to work together. It's a five issue episode, if you will, arc of us following the story of Mo Goldman, who is sort of a thumb breaker, down on his luck in set in Detroit, Michigan, working in with some organized crime in Michigan, trying to get out of that life. And also he can't die. He takes a licking, keeps on ticking, inspired by, you know, partly Romeo and Juliet, partly Mick Foley, Mankind from WWE. And the whole premise is how do you hurt the toughest guy in the world? So that was sort of our first big project.
The other comic that we did way more recently was Elk and the Protectors of the Multiverse, which you mentioned was like polar opposite from Motor City Mo. It was Saturday morning cartoons. It was a ton of fun to make. It was just us being wacky, wild, and silly. Very similar to what you'll see in live action with Planet Wrestling. It was the adventures of Elk and the Thunderbolt Kid, his young ward, as he is going through the multiverse and trying to stop crime, basically. So that was a short book. And to go back to the first question that you asked us, or maybe it was off air, if we're going to continue doing comics or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hope to, honestly. We'd planned a lot more Elk comics, and we would love to do comic tie-ins to Planet Wrestling. But we decided that we need to actually like run some shows before we start throwing cash and resources at the comic books too.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait a minute. What is going on? Wait, I think there's a portal opening here. What? Hey guys, what is this? Oh, hey, it's Elk! Elk!
Orlando, how are you? It's your friendly neighborhood caveman Elk here. You three jabronis, get out of the way. John Orlando wants to talk to somebody about Planet Wrestling. This is the guy that you gotta talk to, John Orlando. I am the head artifact. Kyle, what's my title? You just promoted me.
Consultant, artifact consultant.
Yeah, there you go. Because I'm the only person who knows how to handle any of these things, John Orlando. If it wasn't for me, these guys, they'd be cursed. They'd be eaten by Dybbuk boxes. They'd be trapped in treasure chests. I mean, you should see the stuff that they're trying to handle over here.
We wouldn't be handling them if it weren't for you.
That's what I'm saying. It's because of me.
Now, when you're referring to all these artifacts, of course, you're referring to the Ramirez Cup, which...
Oh, yeah.
I understand you have a very interesting relationship with the Ramirez Cup. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. The Ramirez Cup. I mean, you take one look at it and you know that it's a special beauty. Like, it's something that you'll never be able to behold. Your eyes will never see anything as beautiful as the Ramirez Cup. And I tell you what, a little thing just between me and you here. I actually went on a few dates with the Ramirez Cup, you see, John Orlando, because that thing, it's embodied with the spirit of all the victors of the Copa del Mundo. It absorbs a little bit of whatever they got. So when you sit down to dinner with the Ramirez Cup, John Orlando, you're in for a night of your life.
Well, if I remember correctly, Elk, you've come very close to winning that Ramirez Cup. You lost, unfortunately, to Glorp.
Yep.
Back in 86, if I remember correctly. So
1986.
Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't a good year.
I'm very excited.
No, that's okay. It wasn't a very good year for you, was it, 1986?
No, 86 wasn't the best year for all elk. I mean, I made it all the way to the finals of the Copa del Mundo only to lose to Glorp. And, I mean, you got to give Glorp credit. He was not on really anybody's radar. He was battling his way through the asteroid circuit. He was doing a good job there. But, I mean, when you compare the asteroid circuit to pro wrestling in 1986, North America, there's really no comparison. So I thought I had it in the bag. I knew that I could beat Mad Rick. He had just been paroled, you know, so he was out of shape. I knew that if I could get this team to the finals, I'd be in a great position to win. But I tell you what, Glorp was sneaky. Not only was he sneaky, he was sticky. And when sometimes it's better to be sticky than good, because he ended up winning the Copa del Mundo.
That's where we get the saying.
Yeah, that's where we get the saying.
Okay, well, let's talk about your team.
Sure.
You know, definitely you have two very capable partners.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think you're going to be able to let's say you get all the way to the end. Let's say you get all the way to the end. Are you going to feel bad about having to face off against your partners after doing all the training and the prep work and getting on the same page? Are you going to feel awkward about having to maybe face one of them?
Absolutely, John Orlando. That's probably the toughest part of the Copa del Mundo is the physical part. You know, any wrestler can beat any wrestler on any given day, but it's the mental part. Not only do we have to band together and win two matches just to even get to the finals, but then we have to turn on our teammates and we have to compete against each other because of the double dragon rule, where you get to the end and then you got to fight your teammate. So, you know, that adds just a dimension to the Copa del Mundo that's unlike any type of tournament you're ever going to see. And I love Brutus Atwell. I've been up and down the multiverse with him. So it's going to feel pretty bad to, you know, this could be his one shot at winning a Copa del Mundo, because you got to qualify. Not everybody qualifies. So this could be his one shot, and to take that away from him, I'll feel a little bit bad. But again, like I said, John Orlando, you spend one night with the Ramirez Cup, and that's not even as a winner. That's as a suitor. I mean, geez. I mean, I can only imagine.
Now, I know this might be top secret, Elk. I know, yeah. But just can you give a little hint as to what your game plan might be to be victorious?
Just because it's you, John Orlando, okay. And I like you.
I'm not putting this out on Twitter or Facebook or anything. It'll be our little secret.
Exactly. I think the game plan is going to be wild, to be a little bit mean, and to be a bit stinky. I know that me and Brutus Atwell, we got armpits, we got butts, we got bad breath, and we got places that stink that you never even thought would stink. And Dustin Devine, he's real handsome. He's a good-looking fella, so he might not really be on board with that. But I think if we can all get on the same page and harness that stink, I think we can get ourselves to the finals.
When's the last time you took a shower or a bath, Elk?
What?
A shower. It's a thing that puts water down, and you use soap, and
indoors.
Yeah, indoors. Yes, that's indoors.
Crazy. When did it rain? When was the last rain?
I think we're in a drought right now.
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well.
That's weird. Why would you let it rain on you indoors? You go indoors to get out of the rain, John.
Well,
that's silly.
Kyle, do you want to back me up on this? I mean, it is a thing that we do here on Earth.
I've been fighting this fight for a long time, John Orlando.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll just move on. Elk, I got to ask you, are you excited for the mascot melee? Because, you know, every great wrestling promotion needs to have a mascot. What are your thoughts about the mascot melee?
I love the mascot melee. I've been in dimensions where humans are the mascots and mascots are the ones that play on the team. So it's super exciting to see these mascots at Planet Wrestling, that they were able to cobble together such a good group of mascots. I mean, I'm excited to see it. Ultimo Penguin, I've been getting to know him. He's a really nice guy. You know, he's got the Purple Heart for Penguins. Did you know that?
I did. I just learned that earlier tonight.
So I really hope he wins. He's a really nice guy. I think he's got a good shot. But, I mean, he's got to go up against Ronnie the Rat. He likes to stab people with a switchblade. But I'll be honest with you. I think Ryan the Rat likes talking about stabbing a lot more than he actually likes stabbing. So, you know, I don't know how effective he's going to be in that mascot melee. But It's exciting. And have you heard the theme song, John?
Oh, I've heard the theme song. It's top notch. That's good. Has anybody actually seen Ronnie the Rat Switchblade? Because I'm thinking like back in the 70s and the 80s, they had the Switchblade comb that was really a comb. So since he's furry, I mean, it might be just a comb. It might not actually be a knife.
Wow.
He's threatened to stab me with it.
I don't know if we've ever considered such a possibility.
Well, there you go. It's food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought.
There you go. All right, well, Elk, let me run down the details of this great show. Of course, Planet Wrestling, June 21st, Romulus Progressive Hall in Romulus, Michigan. Again, I say the best name for a town in Michigan, but I digress. 5 p.m. is bell time, 4:30 are doors, and come on out and say hello to Elk and all of the great competitors, both at Planet Wrestling and at the Mascot Melee. Elk, do you have anything you want to say to your fans real quick before we wrap things up?
John Orlando, Planet Wrestling is doing something so unique. I mean, they've brought me in to make sure that these artifacts aren't are safe to be consumed and viewed in public. So, I mean, when you come to Planet Wrestling, you're entering a world. You're gonna be able to see the Ramirez Cup, but don't get seduced by it because it's tricky. So you gotta mind your P's and Q's. But it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be a special guest, possibly a Grand Marshal. And you might even see some competitors from Copa del Mundo past to make an appearance. So I think that everybody should go check out Planet Wrestling. Tickets are dirt cheap. I don't know how these bozos are going to try to make any money off of this thing. But bring a family, bring your friends, and most importantly, let's hear it for me.
And where can folks find out about tickets and that? I believe that there is a website, correct, Kyle?
Yes, that's right. Planet-wrestling.com. You can buy tickets. You can buy tickets at the door. And don't listen to Dylan when he suggests other places you can buy tickets, because those are the only two places.
Can't go to City Hall?
Can't go to City Hall. You can't go to the ice cream shop.
How about the apothecary?
No, not the apothecary.
Okay. All right. Well, again, where did Elk go? He just disappeared. Where did he go?
He is always slipping in and out of time portals and wormholes, and he's here and then he's gone.
Maybe he's inventorying some artifacts in the garage. Who knows? But as for Tyler and Dylan and Kyle, guys, thanks again for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Again, folks, Planet Wrestling, go see it if you're in the area, or hell, if you're not, make it a road trip. I mean, Romulus is where geographically in Michigan? Is it southeast, southwest? Northwest, northeast?
Right by the airport, right by the Detroit airport. So if you know where the Detroit airport is, fly in from California, fly in from wherever, Dubai, you know, anywhere.
England.
Yeah, England, Europe.
England. Can you fly in from parts unknown?
You can. I mean, the whole point of the Copa del Mundo is we have competitors from all over the world representing their nations, their homes. So you might as well come in and represent your home.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen, thanks again for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Kyle, Tyler, and Dylan. The Three Wise Men Media Crew talking about their new endeavor, Planet Wrestling. If you've been a long-term listener to this podcast, you know how much I am an advocate for independent pro wrestling. It's where tomorrow's stars come from. Hats off to the guys for creating another opportunity for the men and women of professional wrestling to ply their trade. And definitely check it out. Again, it's happening the 21st of June. Romulus, Michigan at the Romulus Progressive Hall. Bell time is 5 o'clock with doors opening at 4:30. Check out the website, check out their social media, and keep tabs on the guys, because I anticipate that they are going to have much success with Planet Wrestling. All right, maybe you have a question or a comment about professional wrestling or anything for that matter, and you want to get in touch with me? Well, here's how you could do that. First, I still have a Twitter account. It's my personal handle. It's at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just search for at PVDcast. And if you want to be old school, you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know about this great show and where they can hear it. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that. First off, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best way to receive every single new episode. But the PVDcast is also available through all those major podcasting outlets. You know, the ones like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. All you have to do is put PVDcast into the search engine. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And if you listen through one of those outlets, I'm going to ask you to please rate and review. Rating and reviewing moves me up in the algorithm, and it lets those podcasting outlets and apps know that you're listening. And again, you don't have to do anything fancy. You can rate however many stars you think I deserve. You can review with a short sentence. That's about it. And again, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And you know what? What the heck? If you're listening and you're rating and you're reviewing, go ahead and subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVD cast. But there's one other way that you can catch every single episode, and that's through a live broadcast I do every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right. I take the week's current episode and I play it through the Facebook page. And so there you go. You can listen either through pvdcast.com, your favorite podcasting outlet or app, or through the Facebook page on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. And with that, I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2025.